This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. One of Michigan's popular short story writers is out with his first novel. David Means' new book is Histopia. It's an alternative history, but it's a lot more than that. The premise is President Kennedy was not assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald. Instead, Kennedy took the nation even deeper than reality into the Vietnam War. But it's much more involved than that. And so we have the author here. David Means joins us now. So I saw one review and it says that it's not so much that Histopia is difficult to describe. It's that doing so makes the describer sound hysterical. So I'll ask you to describe your novel.
Well, you know, it is a little different than most, most novels. In the book is a book by a Vietnam vet who has returned to Michigan from battle.
Right, it's a novel inside a novel, right?
Yeah, and that seems to confuse some reviewers because it's actually not that complicated. So you have a frame around the novel, you have some material around this longer thing, which is the novel that Eugene Allen, the narrator of the book, wrote. The idea was, I wanted to write a Vietnam novel. I've been wanting to write one for years. How do I do that? And the way I figured it out was to create another character, a guy who went over and fought, have him return home, and let him write the book.
So what kind of a guy is Eugene Allen?
Well, Eugene is actually, you know, he's suffering from post-traumatic stress himself. He's a Michigan guy. His sister in the novel was having a relationship with a Vietnam vet. And so he's also dealing with family troubles and a family trauma, too. So there's that going on at the same time.
We'll get to a little bit about some of the characters, or at least one of them anyway. Like a lot of your stories, the novel is set in Michigan. In this case, a lot of troubled veterans are drawn to the state of Michigan for whatever reason. They're victims of the war, but because they were treated with a drug, some of the traumatic memories are, quote, enfolded, unquote.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Well, in the book, there's a medication in this imaginary universe that allows you to take your traumatic narrative and enfold it, to submerge it beneath the surface. And there's two ways that you can bring it back to the surface, and those are, I hate to say it, but incredibly good sex or cold water immersion. And this allowed me to sort of submerge a narrative, submerge a story, and allow it to slowly emerge as the book goes on. You know, it was basically a tool that allowed their stories to sort of be hidden until you get further into the book. And when you get near the end, they all connect.
Well, speaking about characters, tell me about Rake and what you want readers to take from his violent rampage across Michigan.
Yeah, Rake is a straight out psychopath, you know, and we have plenty of those in this country. And he couldn't be treated because he went over to the combat already a guy who wanted to just hurt people. You know, he's basically a manifestation of the really dark side of the American coin.
So what do you want readers to take away from that?
There's justice in the end. Let me just put it that way. I won't give away the end, but
right.
Rake gets his due. And, you know, I didn't want to create a book with a really nasty character, you know, just to do it. He just ended up being a really, really bad guy. And as I kept writing, he got to be even more of a bad guy. And everybody else has to deal with the bad guy in a story like this. It's like one of those people who just sucks energy in, and his intensity is so intense that you better stay as far away from him as possible or you're going to get drawn in.
Now, Histopia got a couple of New York Times reviews, which for a first-time author, that's pretty impressive.
Yes.
But you were criticized in one of them for the way you described veterans, often saying how troubled they were when they returned to the States. What do you think of that criticism?
Well, I have a lot of friends who are veterans. And, you know, when you're trying to understand one aspect of the experience and you focus in on that, you get accused of sort of representing everybody. In no way do I disparage anybody who goes to fight for our country. I mean, these guys are the ones that are actually doing what their command tells them to do. What I don't like about Vietnam is often the command betrayed the men and women who went over there. And that's really what I'm interested in. What happens when you go over to a combat situation and you're betrayed not only by your command, the people who are leading you, but you're betrayed by the country that sent you over there?
I'm kind of curious. It's an alternative history. You've got President Kennedy living and unconstitutionally taking a third term.
Yeah.
But why do that? Could you have not done this in the fictional context of the Vietnam conflict as we know it?
You know, just for, well, for a number of reasons. For one, I obviously wasn't in Vietnam. I did absorb a lot of it. I wanted to approach it from a different angle. I mean, I've met Tim O'Brien. I have a total love for the writers who came out of that war, but I wanted to write my own war novel. And the other thing is, a lot has been made about this whole thing about Kennedy being in his third term. Well, it was just, it's just a little part of the book. I don't really try to connect all the dots. I'm not doing what Stephen King did in one of his novels where he tries to write a real alternative history. It's just that I sort of imagine if, you know, Oswald missed, what would have happened? Kennedy, would he have kept going? And if you read the Pentagon Papers, if you really take a look at the history, there's a huge argument to be made that Kennedy would not have been the guy to pull out and stop the war. He would not have wanted to be the guy who lost the war.
James Wood has written of your language that it offers an exquisitely precise and sensuous register of an often crazy American reality. And as I said earlier, this novel has an involved, complex story with seemingly a lot of messages for the reader. Is the novel a warning, a reflection of the cost of war, a view of where society is headed, or none of those?
Well, you know, I hope it's sort of all of those. It works on a number of levels. I wanted it to just be fun and gonzo and kind of a crazy sort of book that I would have read when I was 19, the kind of Kurt Vonnegut experience. But at another level, I was trying to explore deeper concepts of post-traumatic stress, not necessarily just in war, but what happens when you have to submerge memory. So there's a lot, sort of a lot going on all at once.
So as I mentioned before, you write about Michigan a lot. Why was this novel set in Michigan?
Michigan is in my blood. It really is in my blood. And Flannery O'Connor, the great short story writer, said that everything that you need as a writer happens by the time you're about 19. I grew up in Kalamazoo. My family is several generations in Michigan. I spent part of my time up in Petoskey. I've spent a lot of time wandering in the Upper Peninsula. I just went back home in the book. I go home every year physically, but I wanted to go back to Michigan and explore the territory again.
So there are a lot of summer reading lists. Give us the elevator pitch on why we should read your book, Histopia.
My pitch is that it is the kind of Kurt Vonnegut gonzo novel, the kind of catch-22 novel that's fun but also thought-provoking. I mean, my pitch is that a novel should be fun and thought-provoking and challenging. That's what I was trying to create.
David Means is a Michigan author who just wrote his first novel, Histopia. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much, Lester. I appreciate it.